Chad Reed, Washougal, tough day for you, bud.
Tough day and, you know, disappointing, but when you look at the facts and what we're dealing with, I think a 7 sucks. You know, I think that I should have been up there, but I just spun on the first start and just, I was about 10th, and then Alessi went down and I was kind of on his inside and just had nowhere else to go and kind of got caught up in that, but could only come back to 7th, and then the last one, you know, I was in 3rd, and then, yeah, I just couldn't hold off Medi. It was just pushing too hard, and I just wasn't comfortable. So, I don't know, it was just a weird weekend for me. Just, I was foggy, you know. I don't know if it was because I was sore or not, or maybe just, you know, because I slammed my head pretty hard last week. I didn't see the racetrack the way I needed to see the racetrack, you know, the bumps. I just couldn't function and make, you know, I just wasn't fast enough this weekend, and that's a bummer, but, you know, we got a two-week break to regroup and get ready for Unadilla.
Were you able to moto down this week like you'd like to?
No, I actually, unfortunately, against my will, didn't really want to, but okay. I had a photo shoot that had been kind of set up and organized for about a month. So unfortunately I had to kind of live up to that, and I rode a little bit on Monday, and to be honest, I kind of felt a little bit lightheaded and didn't feel that great. So I did a few jumps and turns and then called it a day. And then that was it. That was my week, and every other day I was you know, wide open trying to regroup and trying to get some you know, soreness out of the body. My only thing that was really bugging me was just my lower back and groin. I just sucked in my left hand turns today. I couldn't hold up my left leg and I just wasn't quick enough. So no excuses, you know, just it was my fault, I guess. You know, I threw myself on the ground last week and paid the you know, the highest price this weekend, you know, and lost the points lead, which sucks, but you know, like I said, that 2 week break's gonna come at a good time for us, and we'll get after it and try to regroup.
This place has never been one of your favorites, huh?
Honestly, it has not been a favorite of mine, and I would say that it was one of the worst that I've ever ridden it.
So they threw sand on it, but no go.
I think the sand turn wasn't gonna work. But you know, my feeling is you know, I think that when the racetrack's like this, we need to be a little better. I feel like back east, our bike is really good. But the next racetrack is very similar to this one, fast, kind of square edge, rocky, and not a lot of traction. So time to regroup and make plans, really. You know, like I've already had a debrief with the team. We're kind of moving forward on some of the ideas that I feel like we have. And so, yeah, we're going to regroup as much as we can. I'm going to head to California this week. I got a bunch of stuff that I need to wrap up and try to get sorted. So, you know, see, that'll be good too. You know, hopefully this by the end of next week, you know, a little bit of pressure off my shoulders as far as, you know, the future of the race team and what bikes we're going to be riding, you know, here next year and future years. So we'll see what this week brings, really.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.